This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 postgame podcast coming to you after Baylor's 81-70 win over Oklahoma State at the Farrell Center. The Bears now run their record to 20-1, and they are now 12-1 in the Big 12, putting no asterisks by this Big 12 title, continuing to win and get the job done. Tonight was a pretty entertaining game. There was quite a bit of offensive display on hand. Jared Butler was the leading scorer for the Bears, 22 points. He made four threes, had a couple of pretty spectacular dunks, which was fun to watch. Good to see him have that ups. Macy Oteague, his normal steady self, he had 19 points, had five assists, only one turnover. Davion Mitchell added 12 points. Matthew Meyer continued his hot play offensively, 19 points off the bench, very active, seven rebounds as well. Really good effort from Matthew. And rounding out the scoring, we had Mark Vidal with four. Adam Flagler had three. Jonathan had two off the bench. Flo Thamba was scoreless tonight. So the Bears now have Texas Tech senior night on Sunday. That's going to be a pretty emotional game because we've got some great seniors to honor. Obviously, Macy Oteague, Mark Vidal, and Tristan Clark is going to be honored as well. But we also will have probably could be the last game we see Jared Butler and Davion Mitchell in a Baylor uniform. Also, so you'll want to make sure you get out if you have a chance and honor these guys. There's going to be the Big 12 trophy presentation after the game, so that'll be a lot of fun. And hopefully the Bears can get the win against Texas Tech and complete the sweep of the Red Raiders this year and John Wooden Jr. Texas Tech's actually blowing out, I think, Iowa State tonight. So they've been playing some better basketball recently. And in other news, UTEP is leading Kansas right now at Kansas 48-36. Wouldn't that be funny if UTEP wins that game and ruins Kansas' real senior night? They can't claim that Baylor senior night if they lose their last game of the season. Come on, Jayhawks. What an embarrassment for the conference that would be. Armstrong just walked into the building. We're going to do a post-game call-in show here in a little bit, but I just want to give a couple thoughts. Cade Cunningham was really spectacular in the second half. Baylor did a good job containing him in the first half, but he got it going in the second half. Ended up with 24 points, made four threes. Pretty unstoppable for a couple stretches there. The Bears allowed them to get as close as four, but then they got separation. And when they needed to, they made their free throws, which was really encouraging to see. The Bears were able to knock down those clutch free throws. Jared Butler hit two to expand the lead to six, and then Davion Mitchell hit two, and Macy Oteague hit two as well. Matthew Meyer hit his last two free throws of the game. I'm sure JD and I are going to talk about this on the post-game podcast, but, you know, Matthew, when he gets to the free throw line, just seems like the ball's like a hot potato. He just, like, tries to get it up as quick as possible sometimes, and he missed some, you know, before he banged out those last two. But good to see him. He should be an 80% free throw shooter. That's one area that he really needs to improve on. But he was really good in a lot of areas, rebounded the ball well, gave some good energy, made some really spectacular plays. The alley-oop dunk from, I think, Butler was the one that threw that to him was pretty fun to watch. You know, Macy Oteague, really good interior passing. Jonathan, you had a nice little assist opportunity to Jonathan. Jonathan just didn't make the dunk. Jonathan's still a little bit rusty, not at his level he was playing at before he got COVID, but he's coming around. The energy's getting better. He only had 2 points and only two rebounds also. One thing that kind of stood out to me on the rebounding aspect, that, you know, we were, I think, 11 or 12 rebounding edge in the first half, got off to a quick start. And then Oklahoma State really, rebounded pretty well as they were coming back and making that game closer. But, you know, at the end, we got some pretty clutch rebounds near the end of the game. Some big steals, ended up with 11 steals on the game, which is outstanding. And the Bears just took care of business when they needed to. So once again, this is an 81-70 win over Oklahoma State. You've been listening to a Sikkim 365 postgame podcast brought to you by Syntex Bookkeeping. All the postgame podcasts are brought to you by Syntex Bookkeeping for your accounting, payroll, and bookkeeping needs. Syntex Bookkeeping is your source. Sikkim Bears.